Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Success Word by Edward W. Bauch, published in 1895. Last time I talked with you about the most important element of success, knowing yourself. Today I would like to talk about what is success. Before anyone goes into business, I think that they should set themselves straight on one very important point. That is what success in business really is and means. Unfortunately, not enough has been written on this topic. It is foolish for you to seek out the methods of success before you are really clear in your mind just what constitutes success. Until, in other words, you find out the true definition of the word, which in fact very few have a proper and correct conception of. In this age of big things, we are inclined to regard success as synonymous only with the higher walks of life, with great achievements. Success in the minds of some people is something which is only given for the fortunate to achieve, while others think that if we cannot do something that sets people talking or wondering about us, if our heads do not tower above those of our fellow beings, our lives, if not altogether negative, are still not successful. In other words, we feel that a successful life is the doing of something momentous, becoming known to all women and men, being exceptional to the rest of the human race. Ask 10 people their idea of success, and I believe that 8 would give a definition along those lines. And yet, when we look at the matter closely and study it carefully, scarcely a more incorrect interpretation of a successful life can be imagined. For if you follow this line of thought, not one person in 10,000 lives a successful life, since statistics show that it is only a tiny percentage of the human race that is ever heard of outside of its immediate circle of relatives and friends. It is given to very few of us to say or do something which will be heard of by the world. Where you find one leader among women and men, you will find 1,000 who prefer to follow. The instinct of leadership is rare, rare even in these developing days. Hence, if success depended upon the bold instinct, few would achieve it. Fortunately, success is oftentimes quietly won. I think that young people are more often misled by wrong notions of what constitutes success than by how to achieve success as they understand it. The average young person's idea of success, as I mentioned before, is the accomplishment of something great. They cannot understand that a successful life is just as possible in an obscure position as it is in a conspicuous one. It does not occur to them that a worker earning $700 a week can make just as pronounced a success of their life as their employer, whose income is many times more than theirs. Every person born into the world has their limitations, and beyond that line it is simply impossible for them to go. All of us know people capable of splendid work, so long as they are under direction, but who have either made or would make an absolute failure as a boss. Other people chafe under direction. They must be leaders. But success is as possible with the one as with the other. The correct definition of success, then, is this: the favorable completion of anything attempted. The writing of a business letter can be just as great a success as the drafting of a presidential proclamation. Success never depends upon conspicuousness, and it never will. If we accepted as the successful only those people who are in conspicuous places, and of whom we know, we should narrow success down to a very few. Great successes have been made as often in quiet ways, as with the blare of trumpets. A commercial success, won on slow, methodical lines, and maintained by cautious and prudent method, is the kind of success most highly regarded by mature business leaders. The meteoric commercial flash, so admired by young professionals, seldom has a firm foundation, and rarely commands the confidence of experienced business people. The truest success is that which is earned slowly, but which surely strengthens itself. Ostentation is never typical of a true success. The vast majority of successful people are never heard of. It is very important, therefore, that the first thing for a young person going into business to learn is to disassociate success from the more prominent walks of life. Get rid of that false theory. When you do that, successful living will have a deeper, fuller, and truer meaning for you. In other words, its correct meaning. That success is possible in every position, and can be made the possession of the humblest, as well as the most powerful. A successful life is nothing more nor less than living as well as we know how, and doing the very best that we can. As such, no success can be measured by fame, wealth, or station. Some of us must live for the few, as others must live for the many. Just as some are born to occupy important positions, while others are intended for humbler places, both lives are successful. Let yourself be thoroughly fitted for the business position you occupy, alert to every opportunity, and embracing it to its fullest possibility, with your methods fixed on honorable principles, and you are successful. It does not matter whether you make $1,000 or $100,000. You are making a success of your position. You are carrying to a successful completion that which has been given you to do, be it great or small. If the work you do, and do well, is up to your abilities, you are a success. If you do not work up to your capacity, then you fail, just as you fail if you attempt to go beyond your mental or physical limit. Remember that there is just as much danger on one side of your limit line as there is on another. The very realization of your capacity and abilities is a sign of success. It is an old saying that it is the wise person who knows when they have had enough, and it is the successful individual who never goes beyond their depth. This is a truth which requires experience to see, perhaps, but it is a lesson which success demands that her disciple shall learn, and learn well. Success is simply doing anything to the utmost of your ability, making as much of your position as it is possible to make. To someone just starting in business, I would say, remember the following essential truths. First, that whatever else you may strive to be, you must above all be absolutely honest. From honorable principles, you can never swerve. Success is often possible on what are not exactly dishonest but shady lines. Such success, however, is only temporary, with a certainty of permanent loss. The surest business success, yes, the only success worth the making, is built upon honest foundations. There can be no blinking at the truth or at the honesty, no halfway compromise. There is but one way to be successful, and that is to be absolutely honest. And there is but one way to be honest. Honesty is not only the foundation, but the capstone of business success. Second, you must be alert, alive to every opportunity. You cannot afford to lose a single point, for that single point might prove the very link that would make complete the whole chain of a business success. Third, you must always be willing to learn, never overlooking the fact that others have long ago forgotten what they still have to learn. Firm decision is an admirable trait, but youth is full of errors, and caution is a strong trait. Fourth, remember that your strongest recommendation is your respectability. Some people, apparently successful, may be flashy in dress, loud in manner, and disrespectful of customs and sacred things. But the person who is respectable always presents best. The way you carry yourself in your private life often pays dividends in your business career. No matter where you are or in whose company, respectability and all that it implies will always command respect. So to summarize, this is my advice to you. Get into a business you like. Devote yourself to it. Be honest in everything. Employ caution. Think out a thing well before you enter upon it. Sleep 8 hours every night. Do everything that means keeping in good health. School yourself not to worry. Worry kills and work does not. Shun discussion on 2 points, religion and politics. And last but not least, marry a true partner and have your own home.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.